1-0, and Trout hammers one to center. Carter going back, track wall, and we're tied. Onto the grassy area just to the right of the Rock Garden in left center. Mike Trout, career home run 393 as he creeps toward 400. Two-run shot, ties the game at three.
You're an idiot and you don't know baseball.
Ranger fans, you're not dreaming.
How can you not be romantic about baseball?
Tough way to lose a game. You score eight runs and you lose a baseball game. You're tied at eight and you lose a baseball game. Tough one for the Rangers. Out at the Big A. I think they call it the Big A still. Out in Anaheim. Pair of home runs for Mike Trout. As a matter of fact, you were up 8-6. You were up 8-6 going into the bottom of the seventh, and you still find a way to lose.
Someone tweeted, Luke Jackson is my least liked Ranger reliever that you can remember for a very long time. And Bobby Bell has been saying that for months.
Yeah, I mean, Martin didn't do tremendously well either.
You know, if we're going to buy, you got to keep your closer in mind.
Oh, yeah.
For what would be done in the postseason. Mm-hmm. We're not anywhere near close with Luke Jackson to having an answer to finish playoff games.
Right. No doubt. No doubt. You can't go. Now, to be fair, we would have thought the same thing going into the postseason in 23. The bullpen was not good. And the bullpen was tremendous in the playoffs. So, yeah, you can.
But was Chapman, you're talking about Chapman too?
Yeah, I mean, nobody really had any faith in Josh Spores, right, going to the postseason. Chapman was.
Yeah, but were any of them as bad as Luke? I'm going to have to get that 2023 ERA.
I wouldn't think they were as bad as Luke. But, yeah, it's.
Chapman was terrifying, and it was a roller coaster, but I think we all had more faith in even that than Luke Jackson.
Oh, yeah, there's no faith in Luke Jackson. There's very little faith in Luke Jackson right now. That was a bad outing from him. I mean, he served up a couple of meatballs, and then the Soler home run. I mean, that thing still hasn't landed.
And Hicks called that a half second off the bat.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It was like you heard the crack and it's like, oh, that's gone. So Rangers lose 11-8. Now they do score. They do score some runs. So in the three games so far in this series, which by the way, they're 1-2 in this series so far. They have scored 26 runs in three games, and they've only won one of them.
Brett Boone, baby.
They've scored 8, 13, and 5. So that's 26 runs for you math whizzes out there. And they've only allowed 18. They've outscored the Angels 26-18, and they're 1-2 in the series. They've got they hope to get the split later on tonight. This is another game that is going to be a late night affair. 8:38 right here on 105.3 The Fan.
And then you get the break and you get Detroit and Houston. Ouch.
Well, you get Houston first.
Yeah.
Right. So the Houston, then the break.
Houston, then the break.
Houston,
right,
then the break.
I'm sorry.
So, yeah, the Rangers tonight right here on 105 through The Fan. So they have scored the 26 runs in the last three games. But a player was made available yesterday that can help the offense, or maybe at least his name might be able to help the offense. DJ LeMahieu was designated for assignment by the Yankees. He was so DFA'd. They still owe him like $15 million throughout the rest of this year. I don't think any team is going to pick that up, nor should they. And I wouldn't necessarily trade for him either, because then you're going to have to assume his contract, unless you could convince the other team to pick up a large portion of that salary. He cannot play the field. His body just won't allow him to play the field anymore. He's very slow, limited range. But, you know, he still can roll out of bed and get you a couple of singles.
There's right? 37 on Sunday.
Yeah. He's batting like 265.
Yep.
Not bad. That would be like third on the Rangers. You know, it's not a great batting average, but it's not bad. When you're the Rangers are the DH, if you go back and you look at the DHs they've rolled out, I mean, you're looking at Higgy and Heim and Haggerty. They're basically using the DH spot as a place to give a guy a day off. That's fine. That's totally fine.
Now, since June 1st, LeMahieu, two-time batting champ, by the way, hitting .310 with a .754 OPS in 96 plate appearances.
That's not that bad, right? You can upgrade your DH spot from an average standpoint. Again, he's not going to offer much power. I think he has like 2 home runs in the year.
Yep.
He's not going to offer any power to you, but...
And he hit 2 home runs last year.
Yeah. Does he put bat to ball? Yes, he does. He can still put bat to ball. He's not going to... He's not stealing your bases, right? He can't really run very well. He has foot problems. He can't field.
Oh.
He's got so much... I feel like I'm doing Moneyball where like it's Scott Hatterberg. He can't throw. He's got nerve damage. You know? But he can't do it. Like, he can still, like I said, he can roll out of bed and get you a couple singles the other way.
So since 2020, when he hit .364, I'll give you the average since. .268, .261, .243, .204, .266 with 10, 12 home run power before this year and last year, and no stolen bases, basically.
Nothing. Yeah. So you're looking at a guy who is a mid 200s hitter. Which is still better than, I mean, it's better than what Jonah Heim offers from an average standpoint. He doesn't have the power that Jonah does.
I asked my boy Goldberg, diehard Yankee fan, DJ, worth it as a Ranger pickup. He said, absolutely not, totally washed.
He is totally washed. Like, right. Again.
Then why do we want him?
We don't. I was just throwing that out there. Okay. All he could do, he would be here just as a DH. That's it. So you're looking at, like, again. This DH room is pretty bad. Would he help it? Maybe. You would have to wait until he completely clears waivers and pay him the league minimum.
Yeah.
Right? That's what it is. You are not. You would be so foolish to pick up his salary. Midseason grades from all 30 teams. I thought this was a complete and utter miscalculation on the part of ESPN. The Rangers pitching staff should get what grade this year?
An A.
An A. The Rangers offense should get what grade this year?
A D plus?
Okay,
or a D,
D plus. All right, I was thinking you were going to say F, but D plus, it's even better.
D.
D. All right. So tell me how the Rangers as a whole get a D plus. I mean, that's at least a C. If one's an A.
What about the bullpen? You got to factor the bullpen. What grade would you give the bullpen?
Not an A.
Okay.
Not an A.
Well, let's go. Keep going down the list. What about a B?
Maybe Chris Martin, Garcia. I mean, C plus. C plus.
Okay. So we got an A, we got an F, and we got a C plus.
Yeah. So how is that a D plus? To me, that's a C right there. An A, a C, and an F.
The offense been as bad as the pitching has been good?
Oh.
You know how they say in gambling, the losses hurt more than the wins help and feel good?
Uh-huh.
Has the offense been as bad as the pitching has been good? Which one?
Which one has been more skewed on the scale or whatever?
Yep.
I think, I mean.
Pitching good?
Pitching good. I mean, what they've gotten from Corbin and Malley at times this year and. Yeah, I think the pitching good.
Rangers bullpen ERA, unless this website that I'm at is really outdated, is it the fifth best in baseball? It's a 3.40. The Giants have the best with a 3.17, then San Diego, then the armpit, then the Cubs, then us, then Kansas City. The Nats have the worst bullpen ERA with a 5.73, and the Athletics are a 5.66. That seems right.
Yeah, that
fifth best bullpen ERA. So the overall grade should not be a D.
It should not be a D. So I got a problem with this here. I got a problem with this. They say if the Rangers could somehow squeeze into the postseason, you don't want to face them in a short series. Indeed, if any team looms as an October upset special, it is your Texas Rangers. It also says Nate Eovaldi should have been an all-star. It's fun seeing Jake DeGrom back at a dominating level. But the Rangers' offense has struggled to score runs. And by the way, they also say the offensive environment is poor at the Globe. But they're also near the bottom in road OPS as well. So it's not like they go and they on the road and it looks like they're playing at Coors Field. Right? So it's not like that. But There you go. That is the Rangers and where they are when it comes to the midseason grades. One more thing. Should MLB force the NL manager to start Paul Skeens in the All-Star game? Now, he did last year. He started last year.
Why wouldn't he start this year?
Well, because Zach Wheeler is in the NL as well. And Zach is having an amazing year. He's the favorite for the Cy Young in Vegas. He's allowed two runs in the month of June. He allowed two runs in the whole month of June. He leads the NL in whip, which is walks plus hits to innings pitched, in strikeouts and batting average against. He's also got a 6-1 strikeout-to-walk ratio for the year. But the All-Star game is an entertainment game, right? They're going to throw in the ABS system, the automated ball strike system. They're going to throw that in at the All-Star game this year. So if Wheeler walks into the room, nobody has any idea who Zach Wheeler is that isn't a baseball fan. Like, a casual observer has heard the name, but they couldn't recognize his face.
He's got 23 more strikeouts than Skeens. Skeens' ERA is a Skeens 1.94. Wheeler's is a 2.17.
So
I don't have a problem with it.
I wouldn't either. But like, you know,
I don't have a problem with Wheeler starting.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. I'm saying, like, but Skeens is like the draw.
Yeah,
he is the draw for the sport from a pitching standpoint. I don't even think it's close. I wouldn't even know who the second biggest draw is a pitcher. Scooble?
Milwaukee.
Oh yeah, Mizorowski.
He's not gonna make it.
Yeah, Miz Nasty. Ms. Nasty, right?
4.9 WAR for Wheeler, 4.8 for Skeens.
Yeah, so Wheeler is, like I said, he is favorite right now to win the Cy Young. He's having a tremendous year. He's on a good team. Skeens is not. But, I mean, with Skeens comes Libby Dunn, who apparently can't get an apartment. She went.
Can't afford it?
No, she can afford it. She put down $1.5 million to get an apartment in New York City. The guy accepted her offer. And the co-op board, I guess they have co-op boards there, said, not allowing you to live here. They didn't give an explanation as to why either. She thinks it's that they didn't want somebody who is famous to live there. Which,
I'll take a little sip.
This is where it doesn't make sense. They literally bill this as Babe Ruth's apartment. She bought Babe Ruth's apartment. So she's a famous person buying a famous person's apartment.
We don't want any famous people buying the full house in San Francisco.
Right.
Yeah.
It's
moving into Michael Jordan's estate. No, we don't want that.
It's already a tourist attraction.
Yeah.
It's Babe Ruth's apartment. They lived there for 20 years. But guess what the HOA dues are on this thing? Again, it's $1.5 million. Not cheap.
I read it.
For the house. Yeah. Peyton, the HOA dues are $4,262.
That's not the rent. That's on top of it, right?
That's per month.
Jeez.
Per month.
Per month.
My word.
And I got scared here in Rockwell with $70 HOA per month. I said, no, I'm not doing that. I can't imagine $4,000.
Is your 70 a month?
No, we looked at houses that were like 70 or 100 bucks per month, and that turned us away from it. So we live in a neighborhood that doesn't have an HOA.
Oh, well done.
So the apartment that builds itself as a tourist attraction doesn't want a famous person to live there, yet they will charge $4,262 per month. Do they even have a pool? Is there Manhattan? Like, how many pools are in Manhattan, right? Do they have a pool on the roof? What are you getting for $4,000 a month?
Diamond Cavs, on your home of the Texas Rangers with Sean and RJ, Bobby Belt out on vacay here with DFW Sports Station. Rory McIlroy fire shots at Frisco. RJ Choppy, tennis expert, and how to save you some big time money when buying your steaks and brisket. That's next on 105 Through the Fan.